Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 18, 1805. Clark as a tour guide. Yesterday, Captain Clark asked for volunteers to go with him up the coast on an exploratory hike. This was not a military volunteer reconnaissance, but rather a leisurely trip to see more of the ocean if they wanted to. Today he sets out with 11 men, including his servant York, Sergeants Ordway and Pryor, Joseph Fields, Reuben Fields, George Shannon, William Bratton, John Coulter, Peter Weiser, François Labiche, and Toussaint Charbonneau. Today he writes about the journey.
A little cloudy this morning. I set out at daylight and proceeded on a sandy beach from Cape Disappointment to a high point of a mountain which we shall call Clark's Point of View. The water appears very shoaly from the mouth of the river for a great distance, and I cannot ascertain the direction of the deepest channel. The Indians point nearest the opposite side. The waves appear to break with tremendous force in every direction quite across. A large sandbar lies within the mouth nearest to Point Adams, which is nearly covered at high tide. I supped on brant this evening with a little pounded fish. Some rain in the after part of the night. Men appear much satisfied with their trip, beholding with astonishment the high waves dashing against the rocks and this immense ocean. Captain William Clark, November 18, 1805.
The following is Olin D. Wheeler's telling of this past week's exploration, as found in his 1904 book, The Trail of Lewis and Clark. The lighthouses and forts, of course, were not there in 1805, but are mentioned here to orient the listener. Wheeler writes, "Both Lewis and Clark made explorations along the coast. They found little game and the country hilly and difficult to hunt over. Lewis, by canoe and then afoot, examined the coast from Cape Disappointment northward for some miles, and Clark, with 11 men, virtually duplicated Lewis's trip, even to cutting their names on the trees, as the sailors had done before them. These trees bordered that part of Baker's Bay between Fort Canby and Ilwaco, where trading vessels anchored. Clark climbed to the top of Cape Disappointment, where the old lighthouse stands, and then went north to the other extremity of the promontory, to where the North Head Lighthouse now is. He then followed for some miles the splendid beach found there, now known as Long Beach and a well-known North Pacific Coast summer resort, cut his name on another small pine tree, and then, striking across the hills, returned to camp. Monday, sea otter robes.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.